Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. We trust in Him. Today we look at Isaiah chapter 25, verse 9. In that day they will say, "Surely this is our God. We trusted in Him and He saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in Him. Let us rejoice and be glad in His salvation." Trust. When you have someone in whom you trust, it's an amazing gift. It's the person you can tell anything, a confidant. You know that if you ask that person to keep it between you, it will stay there. If they say they'll do something, you can count on them. Why do you trust someone? It really doesn't have anything to do with you. You trust someone because they're trustworthy, worthy of your trust. They've shown over and over that you can count on them. They keep their word, their promises. It's a great gift to be able to say to someone, "I trust you." You feel safe and secure in your relationship with them. But when it's broken, that's so hard. It's a deep hurt when you realize that someone has broken or abused your trust. Getting that trust back is incredibly difficult. It may take a long time, or it may not ever be fully restored. Fallible people trusting fallible people is challenging to attain and maintain. Not so with God. This is our God. There is so much in those four words. There is one God. He is a God of promises kept. Let's consider a few. The promise to send a Savior. From Adam and Eve to fulfilling that promise in Jesus. The promise to Noah to spare God's people in the ark. The promise to protect the people of Israel from Pharaoh, from the attack of Egyptian soldiers at the Red Sea, from the perils of wandering in the desert for 40 years. The promise of Canaan, the land God promised at the end of those 40 years. The promise to take away our sins, rise on the third day, return to heaven to prepare a place for us, all through Jesus. The list could go on and on. No matter how long that list gets, we will see that God has kept every promise and will keep every promise. That trust will never be broken by God. What does that mean for you and me? We can confidently say to each other and to others, "Surely this is our God." God has shown over and over that He is trustworthy. We can trust in Him, period. There is no hesitancy, no concern about the potential that God will break a single promise to us. The most critical need that we have, that of being saved from our sins and given the gift of grace, is done. If God was willing to send Jesus to live a perfect life, die an innocent death, rise from the dead, and return to heaven on our behalf, He will surely keep all promises. Are challenges going to be a part of life? Yes. Will struggles be present each day? Yes. Will people disappoint us at times? Yes. Did God promise us a life without hardship? No. However, we can trust His promise of forgiveness, His promise of grace, His promise to be with us in and through the challenges of life. And we get to share all this with others. This is our God. You can trust in Him. Let's pray together. Dear Father, there is no trust on earth that comes close to the trust we have in You. Thank You for keeping Your promises, especially the promise of salvation and the promise to be with us in all things. In the challenges of life, remind us to look to You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.